Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Ebefe, PJ Glasser. Thank you to Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer, who joined us in the last segment, breaking down the FIFA World Cup draw. Absolutely love that conversation. The conversation carried into the break. PJ and I talking about it. Jake, Tyler, all chiming in about the World Cup. Very much fired up for summer of 2026, next summer here in the United States. And it's not just us. It's also Mexico and Canada. It is a North America World Cup, the biggest World Cup in the history of the sport. But before we continue further, have to let you know about the awesome promotions that you need to take advantage of this weekend over at BetMGM. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. PJ, man, this World Cup. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I mean, how old were you in 2010 during the USA-Algeria match? I remember like watching that. I was 20 at the time, so I could not go to the bars. So I remember watching it at home back up in the Seattle area and like early morning just going absolutely nuts when Landon Donovan scored the goal that won the USA the group and advanced them into the knockout stage.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, I was 14 years old watching that goal. That was a good one. I remember, I think it was the next World Cup, 2014, when we were in the group of death with Germany and Portugal. Yep. And Jermaine Jones had that sick goal, too.
I think
give us the draw, I think, against Portugal or something.
Jermaine Jones had the goal. That put us up 2-1. But then, like, Cristiano Ronaldo, like, in, like, the last second of the match, like, just, like, hit this like awesome crosser, and then
yes.
I forgot who scored the goal for Portugal, but then it ended up, that's how we ended up drawing instead of like
yes.
winning the group that day.
That's
but we eventually
right.
advanced, but like it put it on hold there for a second as Ronaldo kind of broke our hearts there momentarily.
I remember that 2010, the year of Algeria, was that also the year where we played England? And I just remember their
yep.
goalie like totally botched like a save.
It was.
That went in for a goal.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what England does.
Yeah, that's why we can't. Again, they are Purdue. And I think Anthony strikes me as a guy who's like a big sports dude. So I think he knows yeah. what I mean when I say that. But that's why I just like England gives me those vibes. I'm with you, Femi. I can't.
You know what? You know who England is? Like, England's, like, you say they're Purdue. I think England's the New York Knicks. That's what I think they are. Like if you don't know soccer, like, and you know American sports dynamics, they're the New York Knicks. They've won one title. They mm-hmm. think they invented the sport, and their fans are absolutely nuts. Like, that's England, and there's so much pressure. And the minute they get a taste of potentially getting to the title game, they go ballistic. Like, England fans can't contain themselves when they get to the semifinals, and then somehow, some way, they're going to find a way to lose on penalties because that's the England story at a major tournament. And, yes, I do remember the Euro 2020 and 2021 when it was at Wembley against Italy, and I had a future on Italy at 12-1 to win the Euros, and Italy beat England on England's home soil. So, yes, I will not be betting the Three Lions as
no.
that team continues to underperform in the biggest of moments. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about the World Cup. I did want to get to the story from last night in the world of sports, PJ. LeBron James, the streak has come to an end. The LeBron double-digit scoring streak came to an end last night after an 8-point performance against the Toronto Raptors. And it's so fitting that the streak came to an end, PJ, because LeBron made the right basketball play and hit Rui Hachimura in the corner to make the game-winning three as time expired. He could have taken the shot, and if he makes it, he gets his 10 points, or if he misses, he got 5 more minutes to get 2 points and keep the streak going. Passes it to Rui Hachimura. Rui Hachimura makes the game-winning three as his streak ends at 1,297 consecutive games. Began on January 6, 2007, and it ended on December 1st, 2025. I don't think we'll ever see anybody, at least in our lifetime, come close to this streak after LeBron James' consistent dominance. And yes, we can talk about LeBron right now and how he looks, which is not great, but a hell of a streak nonetheless, though, where the closest person, Michael Jordan, is at 866 games all time. LeBron James, the streak coming to an end last night.
To me, it'll always be the most impressive part of LeBron is how durable and how consistently great he has been for so long. I mean, it's ridiculous. And last night, I mean, it's crazy, Femi. I have this group chat with two of my cousins and my uncle, okay? Like, you know, we're all big Ravens and Orioles fans. We're all big sports fans. So anytime there's a sporting event on or something big happens, we'll text in there. And the LeBron news came across. We all got the alert, and then we're texting about it. And one of my cousins is only in the 11th grade, you know? So he wasn't alive when the streak started. And we're like, when you put it in that perspective.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Active. It's kind of wild. It's kind of wild how long it's been going on. So crazy, and kudos to LeBron for he could have kept the record going with a game winner last night against Toronto, but instead he made the winning play to give it to Rui. Part of me though, Femi, tonight when he plays the Celtics,
well, he's out tonight.
Oh, he is out tonight. I thought he was playing.
He out because he old, bro.
Okay. I was going to say, I was looking forward to coming right back with him. He's going to be jacking, betting the over on his points.
Not only is he is out because of left foot joint arthritis in addition to the right sciatica.
Well, when you drop 8 points, that's what happens, you know? I mean, that's when you drop 8. Femi, if he got 10, the sciatica would have felt a little bit better, but at 8, you know, we gotta rest. We gotta do the load management.
They have the graphic. It says left foot joint arthritis. he's turning 41 at the end of the month. Like, I wish he had just retired at the start of the season and just said, "Hey, this is the farewell tour." Like, because this is LeBron's one of my favorite athletes of all time. It's sad to watch LeBron James play right now. Like, it really is. And the streak is great, and it was awesome. And, like, the longest active streak, by the way, is 267 games with Kevin Durant. Like, he's got 1,000 more to catch up, KD. Good luck with that one. Like, It's just, it's sad to see him in this state. And I really wish that when he had like teased the announcement of like, oh, big announcement coming up tomorrow, and everyone was wondering what it was going to be, and it ended up being like a Hennessy partnership. But like, I really wish he said, hey man, this is the last ride, because it's a clean break. He doesn't have a contract. This is the last year of his deal with the Lakers. They don't want him back. The Lakers want to start a new chapter with Luka and Austin Reeves, who, oh, by the way, continues to look like an all-NBA player. Like, I don't know how this is going to end for LeBron James, but it just feels like we might be headed towards sort of a sad ending for one of the all-time great, not NBA players, but American athletes of our time.
Are we starting to reach like Peyton Manning territory with LeBron, you think? Like, is it getting that bad, or it's not quite there yet?
I mean, it's a great question, because we might be there. I don't know if the sciatic is ever going to heal unless he takes like 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think he's going to do that. We might be there. And for those who don't know, like PJ's referencing Peyton Manning in that 2015 season when he was benched for Brock Osweiler, and like, that was the correct decision by Denver, in my opinion. Now, he went and came back and finished out in the playoffs, but like, they won in spite of Peyton Manning. They didn't win because of Peyton Manning. No. Like, we might be there with LeBron, and it sucks. Like, he's making like 46% of his shots, and like 30% from three, 50% from the free throw line. It's like, this isn't the LeBron we all knew. Like, LeBron was one of the most efficient players in league history, and yeah, now he's just a shell of himself. And he should be. He's about to be 41, but maybe he hung on for 1 year too long here. And if he doesn't retire this year, I can't imagine what next season would look like.
Yeah, I know, man. Like you said, it's sad because he's been so great for so long, and you just want him to go out the right way. So we'll see. He maybe went into this year thinking he would give it another go, but with kind of how the year is going, you wonder if he just kind of decides like it's. Like, what does LeBron have left to prove at this point? I know he wanted to try and win another title in LA outside of the COVID year, but I don't know, man. I think it's time for him to definitely consider if this is going to be the last year.
I was talking about this with Bill on the phone earlier this afternoon as we're getting ready for the show. Doesn't it feel like Cleveland needs to be where he ends this thing? Because it's not going to be with the Lakers. Like, that's done. This is the last year with the Lakers. I don't know where else he could play to where it would like be normal. I don't like LeBron James signs with the Portland Trail Blazers. Like, that, does anyone want to see that? Like LeBron James is now in Memphis. Does anyone want to see that? And I'm just throwing teams out there. I don't think these teams would even be interested. But like, sure. I'm just like, to me, it feels like he has to go back home to Cleveland for one last year.
You think he
maybe
goes
you
back
could say
again?
Miami, but
does he go back?
I mean,
again?
That's where else is he going to end his career?
The team that came to mind for me was Golden State, because It's a quick plane ride.
You think so?
Quick plane ride over to LA, and from Golden State, obviously. His family's going to stay there. And him and Steph, they obviously love each other. They respect each other so much. They got a taste of it at the Olympics. And I kind of think there's always been kind of that thought there, how much it would be fun to play with each other, play, you know, on the same team with each other.
See,
so
here's why that doesn't work, though. Is that because he and Steph were rivals during those Cavs-Warriors run. And while they are obviously, like, they really, like, love playing together, and like, they got that experience at the Olympics, and that was really cool for all of us to watch, I don't think LeBron wants to have the end of his career where people have, like, the memes of saying, oh, like, you went and limped to Golden State to go play with Steph Curry. Like, he's very self-conscious of a lot of, like, how he's perceived and all that stuff. I don't think he would want to do that, even though I'm sure he would love to play with Steph, but, like, just the perception of, here I am with my left foot joint arthritis and sciatica, like, gimping on up to the Golden State to play with Steph Curry in my last year. That doesn't feel like it would sit right with me. And, like, with most basketball historians, I feel like it wouldn't sit right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like you said, though, just if he does move on from another team, you know, like, don't go to, like, the Hornets. Don't go to the Pelicans.
Don't
go to the Wizards. Yeah. Like, please don't do any of this. You know, like, stay.
Who would ever go to the Wizards?
Yeah, who would do that? Who could possibly
such a thing?
Who would do such a thing?
Which all-time great amongst us would ever go to the Wizards?
Yeah, I guess maybe I just – Cleveland does make a lot of sense. I just don't know if he would go back there again. I don't know if he'd
do
it again. I don't know.
Hey, man, at some point, we all got to go home. we all got to come. LeBron, just go home. Go to Cleveland. Maybe come off the bench if you have to. Get the farewell tour. because any other team, I think it just looks a little bit weird and ultimately it looks sad, which I don't want that to be the case for LeBron James, one of the best players in the NBA history. All right, on the other side, we'll hit some NFL news and notes as we kick off hour number three on a Friday here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.